The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Tesvov. The Gemara in Gittin on that Taf Tesvov on the Beis brings a question that was asked by Ilfa. Boy Ilfa. Ilfa asked the question. Yodayim Tehoyrus Lachatzoyin, Hoy Ein Tehoyrus Lachatzoyin. Ilfa has a question. The halacha is
that in certain situations, a person is required to wash his hands. He requires netilas yadayim.
There's different halachas when a person requires netilas yadayim. The simplest case scenario where a person requires to wash his hands in the halacha is that before anybody eats bread or a similar product, he's mechuyev to wash his hands and netilas yadayim. And after that, only after that is he allowed to eat pas. So, the question is, the halacha is that a person is mechuyev to wash his hands. So Ufa's question is it possible for the yadayim, for a person to wash his hands in a way where half of the hand becomes tar and half of the hand is not tar? That's the question. Yadayim, so hayris lachatzoyin, are they tar lachatzoyin, halfway, or are they not? Will they not become tar halfway? Now the Gemara has a discussion where exactly, what exactly is the case that Ilfa is not sure about. The Gemara says, the Gemara suggests, Elo de Kamashi Palga Palga the Yodi. Maybe we'll say that the case of Ilfa, where Ilfa is unsure whether the Netila, when the person washes his hands, is considered a Netila Kshera, that allows him to eat bread or not, that case is talking about where he only washed half his hands. He took the water and he poured the water on half of his hands. And presumably after he washed the one half of his hand, then he dried his hands, and then he washed the second half of his hand. So he washed his entire hand, but he did it at two separate times. First he washed one half, then he washed the other half. Says the Gemara, that can't be Ilfa Suffolk. That's not a case where we would have a Suffolk what the halacha is. The Ha'amri Dever of Yanei, the Beis Medrash of Yanei said, Yadayim ain't Tahiris Lachatzon. So it's a clear halacha in the Gemara. And the Gemara says that if somebody only washes half of his hands, that does not help, does not work to make his hand tahar. That's a clear halacha in the Gemara, and the Gemara goes on to continue to see that Ilfa's case, when Ilfa was in Sobel, was a different case. I'd like to focus on this halacha of the Gemara. But the Gemara says that if somebody washes half of his hands, this we say a clear cut halacha, Yadayim ein tahiris lachatzon. We find the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in Arachayim, Simin Kuf Samach Beis Tifyud, Mish Yesh Leimak of the Yodot. What's the halacha if somebody is unable to wash his entire hand? He can't wash his entire hand because part of his hand is covered in a bandage. He has a wound on his hand and a retiol, and there's some type of bandage, there's a bandage, there's a cast, something that is blocking the access, the water will not be able to reach part of his hand. So what is the halacha? Such a person who wants to eat bread, how does he go about washing his hands to fulfill the mitzvah until he dies in order to allow him to eat bread? So the Mechaber Paskin, Dailoi, it's enough for him, Shiyitoil, Shar Hayad, Shaloi B'mokam Aretiyo. It's not necessary for him to wash his entire hands. He doesn't need to wash the part of the hands which is covered. It's only necessary for him to wash the part of the hands which is not covered. So he washes that part, the half of his hand which is uncovered. The part which is covered in the bandage, he leaves alone. He does not wash, he doesn't pour water over that. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that is enough. It's enough. It's not necessary for him to do any more. And that allows him to eat the pas, to eat the bread, and he has no problem. Where does the halacha come from? This halacha is based on a rosh in Chulin. The rosh in Chulin in the 8th parak, Simin Yudches, says, what happens, the rosh discusses this case. What happens if there's somebody that has a bandage on his hand and is not able for him to wash his entire hand? So the rosh says, you'll tell me that he should only wash half his hand, or wash half his hand, and that'll be good enough. Says the rosh, well, that's a problem from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Yadayim ain't tahiris lachatzoyin. It's not possible for a person's hand to be halfway tar and halfway tamein. In this case, he's only washing half of his hand. He's washing part of his hand, and the remaining part of his hand he was not washed. And that remaining part is still tamein. So how could it be that you could have half a hand which is tamein and half of a hand which is tar? Says the Rosh, this is not a problem. This is not called, this case where he has a bandage on his hand is not considered an Atil Lachasoy. Says the Rosh, Elo Kemoshin Niktaloy Etzvasha Noitil Shar Hayad. Similar to a case of somebody who is missing a finger. What's the halacha if somebody doesn't have a complete hand? Part of his hand is missing. Part of his hand is cut off. So what's the halacha? The halacha, clearly, all he needs to do is wash whatever part of the hand he has. He only has part of his hand, so he washes his entire hand, his complete hand. Whatever he has, he should wash. And whatever he doesn't have, obviously, that's not a problem. So the Rosh says if somebody has a bandage on his hand, and that prevents him from washing that part because it's unable for him to take it off, in such a situation, we consider it as if that part of his hand is missing. It's not here. It's as if it does not exist. And therefore, all he has to do is wash the other part of his hand. And that's enough. And it's not necessary for him to do any more than that. Now, the Rosh adds on that this reason in itself would not necessarily be enough to allow a person to actually to be considered a kosher until tonight. In fact, we find the Chazon Ish is, how could this possibly be? We never find such a rule that the halach is if somebody is tamei, he has to be tovel, he has to put his entire body in the mikvah, and in order for him to become tar. So if he has, we never find such a rule that if someone has a bandage on part of his body, so that part of the body is as if it's cut off and it doesn't require a tefillah. That rule is not true. When a person is required to go into the mikvah, his entire body needs to be fully immersed in the mikvah. Now, there are halachas of chatzitza. There are halachas that if he has something on his body which is separates and doesn't allow the water to come into contact with his body, so there's a whole discussion how much does he have to cover, and is he makbid, does he care about it, does he not care about it. These halachas are also discussed in the Tzitzit Yudayim in Simen Kuf Samech Aleph, in the previous Simen, the Simen before this halacha. And over there we say that it's required that a person, his entire body needs to go into the mikvah. So why do we find this interesting halacha over here when it comes to Netil Sidayim for washing your hands, that we say whichever part you can't wash because it's covered, it's as if it's not here. It's as if it's cut off. How do we understand that? So the truth is that the Rosh says, the Rosh, in order to explain this halacha, has to add another halacha. Besides for this halacha, there's another halacha that if somebody doesn't want to wash his hands and he would rather say that he'll wear gloves, he won't touch the food with his hands. So will be kair. The Gemara says if he's kairich yod of the mato, he wants to wrap a towel or some type of cloth around his hands so his hands will not come into contact with the food. The Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara has a question in Chulin. Do we say that such a person is allowed to eat the bread even though he has not actually washed his hands? So the Gemara has a discussion about it. And the halacha lemaisa is that really it should work. Really, if his hands do not come into contact with the bread, it should be mutter. However, there is a chashash that there will be some sort of contact, that the cloth will come off, the glove will come off, and then he will come into contact. So therefore, the Gemara says that one should be machmir, and one does not. We do not rely on this. Not shas of chak. A person doesn't have water, but otherwise, the halacha is paskin shulchan aruch that a person should not rely on this cooler. However, the Rosh says in such a case, where this part of this person's hand is covered with a bandage, and this bandage is not the type of bandage that he wants to take off, it's not likely for it to come off, and he doesn't want it to come off because the reason it's on his hand is to protect his hand from whatever wound is underneath. In such a situation, we do not have to be afraid that it's going to come off, and his hands that are not washed are going to touch the food. Therefore, says the Rosh, so it's as if the rest of his hand is covered in a mafla, is covered with a bit, with covered, and since that part of his hand will definitely not come into contact with the bread, so therefore there is a kosher, it's considered a kosher netilas yadayim. So this is the source for the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, is based on this Rosh. So the question becomes, now that we know the halacha is that if somebody has some sort of bandage on his hand, so he can wash the rest of his hands, and then he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat bread, and there's no problem with tefillas yadayim. The question becomes: what happens if, in the middle of the meal, this bandage becomes loose and falls off? What is the halacha then? What do we say in such a situation? So there's a big discussion in the Poskim. What the halacha is in such a case? The Birkei Yosef from the Chida, in Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, this simin, before this simin, before this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and Simkuf Samach Aleph quotes the Mari Molchon, this Mirti Yosef is brought down in the Shari Tshuva in Simkuf Samach Aleph, who says, since the heter, this rule, this halacha of the Rosh, is based on the fact that we're relying on the heter of a mappa, that somebody covers his hands, then that part of the hands which are covered does not require an atilus yadayim. So we have to see what the halacha is over there. What's the halacha of somebody covered his hands with a cloth, gloves, and then he started eating, and then the gloves got lost, the cloth got lost? The halacha is he's not allowed to continue eating. We don't say once he started eating, so he's allowed to continue. So in such a case, we're going to say that he has to wash his hands again. So too says the Birki Yosef, that the halacha is that when this person washed his hands, see, he washed half of his hand, the half of his hand which was uncovered. So that half of the hand became tar. But the half which was covered is not considered, that half did not become tar, that half is still tummy. How is he allowed to eat if his hands are tummy? So the halacha is, it's because it's covered. It's like a map, it's like there's a cloth covering when we're not afraid that the cloth will get loose. But once that part becomes loose, and the bandage pulls off, so the person is now has a part of the hands which is tummy, and that part of the hands which is tummy is going to prevent him from being able to continue eating his meal. And that, therefore, says the Birki Yosef, the person will be required to wash his hands again. The question that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Shaar Tzion over here on this halacha and some kufs alfeis and ois nunches is, that's true. It may be true that we say that the part of his hand, the bandage, the part of the hand which is bandaged, which never had a kosher atilus yadayim. So true that part of the hand is tameh, and since now it's uncovered, so the halacha is that he won't be able to eat until he washes his hands. But the question is, does that affect the other half of his hands? Again, this person has half of his hands which was washed, half of his hands was not washed. Half which was not washed was covered. So he was allowed to begin eating because the half of his hands which is not washed was covered. But now that his entire hand is uncovered, half of his hand had an atila, which means half his hand became tar at the time, and the other half of his hand was tameh the entire time. So long as that part of the hand was covered, so we say this person was walking around, he was eating his meal, half of his hand was tameh, and half his hand was tar. Now that it became uncovered, so now do we say that, well, now since the halacha is that he has to wash the second half of his hand, which is tameh, so that it causes the first half of his hand to also become tameh, because there's no such thing. The Gemara says over here that a person cannot have yadayim ain't tahiris lechatzon. It's not possible for a person to have half of his hand tameh and half of his hand tar. We said that when his hands was covered, when it was bandaged, so then half his hands was tameh and half his hands was tar. But then we say that the half of his hands was just tameh, it's as if it wasn't here. So now that he grew another limb, so to speak, he grew another finger on his hand, and this finger never had an atilus yadayim, so now we're going to say that half of his hand is tameh, half his hand is tar. That's impossible. Our Gemara says that you cannot have a hand which is half tar and half tameh. So we're not going to make the half of his hand completely tar. That's not possible without a new atilus yadayim. So now we're going to say that his entire hand is tameh, and he has to rewash his entire hand. The question is, the Mishnah Berurah is not so clear. Mishnah Berurah says it could be. Mishnah Berurah has a very strong side to say that this that he has to rewash his hands is only true if he doesn't replace the bandage. But what happens if the bandage falls off and now it's uncovered? So that part which is uncovered requires him to wash his hands. Can he recover, put another bandage, or take the bandage and cover the part of his hands which never had an atila? And that will say, well, the part which is originally tar, that stayed tar. That didn't become tameh. The part which is tameh is now covered. The part which is tameh is now covered, and again, it's covered in a way where we're not afraid that it'll come off again, where it's not likely it'll come off again. So now we'll say that it's fine. He's allowed to continue eating. It, basically, the question is a very practical question. If somebody washed his hands, he had some sort of bandage, or he had a bandaid on his hands, and the halacha is he doesn't have to wash that, he can eat, continue eating his meal. If in the middle of the meal, the bandaid fell off, so if he wants, he could wash his hands. But if he doesn't want to wash his hands again, do we say that he can re-put the bandaid back on, cover up the area which was not washed, and now he can continue eating? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishar Tzion, he seems to paskin that it's mutter. That a person can put the bandage back on, he can put the bandage back on, and now he's fine, just he can undo the damage that was done. Because the hand, part of the hand, which was tar, which remains tar, the part which is tamei, remains tamei, and you have to do one of two things. Either you have to wash the part which is tamei, or you have to cover it. The Chazon Ish in Arachaim Simchov Dalit, in Simchon Chafei, disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. And the Chazon Ish states clearly that it does not work. If someone washes his hands with a bandage, and then in the middle of the meal the bandage fell off, so the fact that now that the bandage fell off, now half of his hand is Tomei and half of his hand is Tahar, and the part which is Tomei now exists, we can't say that as if it doesn't exist. Now that it exists, the person is walking around, the person is in a situation where half of his hand is Tahar and half of his hand is Tomei. And our Gemara says that it's impossible. Person cannot exist when half of the hand is Tomei and half of the hand is Tahar. So we must say the Chazon Ish, that immediately, as soon as the bandage falls off, his entire hand becomes Tomei. Now, once his entire hand is Tomei because the bandage fell off, replacing the bandage won't help. It'll only help for the part which was originally covered. But now his entire hand becomes Tomei. He would have to wash his entire hand all over again. One possible way that we can suggest to attempt to understand the Svara Samachloikis, how we understand the difference of opinion between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, the Lashna Gemara, when the Gemara says Yedayin Ein Toiris LaChatzon, so the words of the Gemara simply put mean like a Chazon Ish. A person's hands cannot be tahor halfway. It's not possible for half to have two halves of the hand coexist together, and one half is tahor and one half is tamei. However, the discussion of the Gemara is not necessarily a discussion about whether the hand could two halves of the hand could coexist when one is tamei and one is tahor. The discussion of the Gemara is, the Gemara is talking about a case where a person washed half of his hand and then he washed the other half. So it's very possible to learn that the discussion is not whether there exists a possibility of having half a hand tahor and half a hand tamei. The question is, how does netilas yadayim? Is it possible for a person to perform an action, a kosher netilas yadayim, by only washing half his hand? So the Mishnah Berurah, it's very possible the Mishnah Berurah understood the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying a halacha. The Gemara never said that it's impossible for a person to have a hand coexist, two halves of the hand coexist, where one half is tummy, one half is tar. That is very possible. The Gemara was only discussing a case where a person washed half his hand. The person started off, he had an entire hand, and the entire hand was tummy. So in order to make the hand tar, you need to perform the act, the maisa of netilas yadayim. So the Gemara says the maisa of netilas yadayim has to be a maisa, has to be an action, it has to be a pouring of water that covers the entire hand. If it only covers half of a person's hand, then it's as if you did nothing, and therefore nothing, none of the hand, not even that half, becomes tar. So the reason the Gemara says why yadayim ein toiris lachatzon is not because it's not possible for the chalois taira, for the actual the effect. Of the taira on the person's hand to take effect halfway. That's not the problem. The problem is that a person cannot wash. It's not considered a kosher maisa netila on half of the hand. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah will say that if at the time when you washed your hand, your maisa netila was 100% kosher because the other half of your hand was covered, so then the taira, the half of your hand becomes tar, the chalois taira applies itself to half of the hand, and then that could continue. Just because part of the hand became revealed later on, there's no such halacha that half of your hand can't be tar simultaneously at the same time that the other half of your hand is tamei. The Mishnah Berurah holds there is no such halacha. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and the Chazon Ish says that the halacha is that you cannot have two halves of the same hand coexist together where one half is tamei and one half is tar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.